In 2018, a Wyoming research scientist ran 92 miles in just 3 days. His goal? Highlight the challenges of the seasonal migration for mule deer, a well-known species in Wyoming, but also one that had been in decline. A movie is now coming out about his journey called 92 Miles. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with Wyoming Migration Initiative scientist and runner Pat Rogers on the importance of the trek.
The idea for the run kind of stemmed from this personal desire to find some sort of outreach-related component of my graduate research, studying mule deer migration ecology, specifically looking at buck mule deer migrations. So as I started my project, I wanted to have some sort of way of sharing what we were learning and what the science was finding with the general public, and kind of getting that information out there in a way that folks could really kind of relate to what was going on with mule deer migration. I thought, well, what a better way to do that than to follow the migration routes of one of these animals myself and to tell that story on the ground.
So folks who've been to Wyoming have likely seen mule deer maneuvering about. So what is important about providing information and filling in some of the empty spaces of research on these creatures?
Yeah, so really there are a host of threats and disturbances that mule deer face to their migrations, things like roadways and human developments and a list of infrastructure that comes with those developments. And mule deer populations in particular have declined quite significantly in the last 20 years or so. The latest figure showing about 42%. So managers and biologists are really trying to do their best to get a grasp on the ecology of migration, to one, understand what is it that drives these animals to move, what are the factors that influence their movements, and what habitats are most important to migrations. Because as this list of threats is growing, and it's important for managers and biologists to understand the ecology of migration so that when new potential threats arise or management decisions need to be made, they have a better understanding of that biology that can help guide those decisions.
So what were some of the perspectives you gained of mule deer migration that you didn't have having done the research prior?
This was in many ways an excuse for me to get out into the field, was to do this run and to follow this route and to really try and spend time on the land, trying to understand what these habitats looked like. I also noticed that there were a lot of fences these deer have to cross. Fences can be a huge obstacle. In some areas where migration use is high, an average of one deer per mile of fence are killed every year.
Aside from the research, tell me about some of the biggest challenges on the run itself.
I think just the overall physical exertion of running in that rugged of terrain for 3 days. The first day took me about 7.5 hours, and the second day lost the trail and hit that bark beetle kill, and that day took me almost 12 hours. On the second day, I crawled into my tent at night and my body was just so sapped from the run. I was completely bundled in all of my gear and in my sleeping bag, and I was still just like shivering and shaking just because my body was so drained from the physical exertion.
If you could leave the average person with just one takeaway on mule deer and migration, what might that be?
Well, migration isn't straightforward. One, from a scientific standpoint, for researchers and managers who are trying to understand these like complex movements at times. And not only that, but for deer, it's not as straightforward as perhaps deer have evolved with when it comes to migration and what's on the landscape. These landscapes are really changing and at a pretty rapid pace. So for a deer who 1 year migrated to an area to come back through the next year and there be a roadway or some kind of development, it's challenging. Deer aren't always able to reroute their migrations. They have really high fidelity to these routes, so they follow them year after year. So if there's some kind of disturbance, what some of the research is showing is that instead of going around, they try and move through the disturbance and just pick up their pace to get through that. And so that can lead to lost nutrition, or that means they're running into more dangers like fences and possible collisions with vehicles and things like that.
Well, that was Pat Rogers. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Cooper. Appreciate it.